This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Free Talk Live.
It's Free Talk Live. And you can join us here. The number is 603-283-6160. We kicked off the second hour of the Live Saturday episode with you tonight. It's Ian, of course, and I'm here.
I'm the captain.
Join us online anytime over at freetalklive.com. Archives and more available to you. It's free at freetalklive.com. We were just talking with somebody who called in about the idea of a sundown town, which is a thing, apparently. At least it was a thing. Whether it's still a thing or not, that's what the caller was alleging. He was alleging that the town of Cullman, C-U-L-L-M-A-N, Cullman, Alabama, was one of these places, or is one of these places. And according to the caller, and also I found an old article, I could not find anything recent about, he mentioned there were like cross burnings going on recently.
Right, or a Supreme Court case.
I suppose a Supreme Court case he alleged, but he wasn't really clear about what it was. Yeah. And regardless, so he brought up this issue, and it is an interesting issue, and that is this idea of the sundown town. There's a story at TuscaloosaNews.com, but you have to go back to 2006. For this story, talk about how it is one that forbade blacks through ordinance or otherwise to live in it. The name comes from the fact that many of these places posted signs, like the one on the cover of a book written by James W. Lowen. His book is Sundown Towns, that read, quote, "Whites only within city limits after dark," unquote. Although the existence of such communities is common knowledge, Lowen writes, almost no literature exists on the topic. Even book-length histories of the sundown towns omit their exclusionary policies. Lowen, a historian and sociologist who spent years studying the phenomenon, opens some of these long-locked closets. Among his findings is that most sundown towns existed outside of the Deep South. In Mississippi, for instance, there were no more than six such communities, while in Illinois he found no fewer than 456.
Wow. Midwest. What's going on?
Sometimes entire counties went sundown, particularly when their county seats adopted the exclusionary policy. They simply drove out their black populations, then posted warning signs. The author says, "I can't vouch for the accuracy of everything in the book. By its nature, much of Lowen's evidence is anecdotal. Though census records frequently support it, there are virtually no photographs of the notorious sundown signs. Even racist lynchings seem to have been better documented by the camera. But the tales endure. The book reminded me of a story I've heard all my life, one that's probably familiar to most Alabamians my age or older. Cullman was a sundown town. It displayed a sign that said, N, don't let the sun go down on your head. Some versions use a different body part in this town."
Wait. I'm sorry. I have to stop. The name for somebody from Alabama is Alabamian?
That's apparently the case, yeah.
Shouldn't you feel upset because they put Ian at the end of that thing?
Ian's at the end of a lot of things.
All right, I would have thought it would be Alabama.
But they also put
Alabama.
LaBam.
Ah, LaBam. Nice. All right, anyway, go on.
Or the story went, "I never actually saw such a sign, though I lived for years in northern Alabama," he says. Even some of the former Cullman residents who told me they'd grown up hearing about the sundown sign confessed they'd never actually seen it. I mean, they lived in the town.
Hmm.
The internet is full of stories to the contrary, of course. One person wrote that his wife told him about a sign saying, "Welcome to Cullman," with a subhead that read, "N, don't let the sun set behind your back," unquote. Another claimed there was a huge billboard right at the Cullman city limits on Highway 278 saying, "N, don't let the sun set on your butt in this town," that was on display as late as 1989. A picture of a Klansman and a burning cross accompanied the message, or so an anonymous poster claimed.
But no photo.
No. Now, cameras existed, you know, at this time. They weren't as ubiquitous as they are today, where everyone with a smartphone has a camera that they can easily whip out. But, I mean, come on, film wasn't unpopular. Why isn't there some evidence of these signs?
Because they don't exist.
No, they didn't exist, or maybe they didn't. Charles Tisdale, the publisher of the Jackson, Mississippi Advocate, wrote in a year 2000 column that Coleman posted the sign for many, many years on its main street that read, N, read and run. If you can't read, just run, unquote.
Well, if they can't read, how would they understand the sign?
Indeed. Right? Another writer claimed the same message was on a series of signs modeled on the old Burma Shave advertisements, posted one after another on a road leading to Coleman. One of the internet authors even claimed that though Coleman's sundown sign was dismantled years ago, it remains in storage in the basement of the county courthouse. These are some interesting stories,
so
right?
So they say.
Yeah, these are total.
Yeah, I gotta like the young kids say, pictures or didn't happen.
Yeah, these
are. And there are some things that I think that is perfectly applicable to.
Mm-hmm.
And this sign is definitely one of them. Oh no, it's folded up in the basement
the
of a place
courthouse
that you're not allowed to go.
Yeah. I'm pretty sure that saying.
Oh, is it now?
I'm pretty sure that saying is like, you know, originated by people who are like 35 plus.
Oh yeah,
I'm pretty sure.
Yeah, so it definitely sounds like one of those urban legends. Lowen's book, even the book which identifies Coleman as one of the cities with a national reputation as a sundown town, its percentage of black residents in the year 2000 was 0.7, according to the U.S. Census, doesn't even mention a sign. Arab, a town on Sand Mountain in North Alabama.
Yeah, this is supposedly
on Sand Mountain.
Supposedly the right, yeah. Supposedly the second most racist town behind Coleman, supposedly.
Apparently, according to Lowen, the author of the book, went Coleman one better. They wouldn't even allow blacks to enter during the day. Coleman, however, needed black day workers. According to Lowen, that resulted in the establishment of a community of about 20 miles south of Coleman that was virtually all African-American. It existed, he writes, to house the black labor pool that was excluded from living in Coleman, maids, janitors, and handymen.
Wait, is this the colony?
You're right. Yeah. Blacks and whites alike called it the colony. Does it still exist?
I don't know, but it when I was reading about it in the last segment, or in the commercial for the last segment, it sounded to me like they had created a reservation
wow.
for the black people, like because they needed them as day workers, but they didn't want them in their town. So they said, okay, we're going to create this little space over here, and we're going to call it the colony. And apparently later on they just shortened it to colony.
Yeah, in 1980, according to the story here, it incorporated as colony.
Oh, it incorporated, so
yeah,
wow.
It's a real town. The residents commuted to Coleman via carpool, taking care to leave town before sunset. It had its own elementary school, but before federal law forced the desegregation of the Coleman County schools in the 70s, its children had to attend high school in another county. According to a recent newspaper report, Johnson told a meeting of officials from seven communities in the county this January of the horror stories about Coleman's racism that she's heard as a youngster in other parts of the state. Dealing with the lingering negative image continues to be a problem. And indeed, to this day, we just had a phone call. That's why we're even talking about
right.
it. Somebody brought this up. So, I mean, it's not unbelievable.
And right? whether or not in a generation or two these signs have existed or been seen, it still brings up the question of, like, okay, libertarian, what do you want to do about these horrible, horrible people?
Which is
you
why know? I think that guy
like,
called in.
If right, you're yeah. not, if you are not willing to use force against these people for having views that you think are abominable, then what do you do with these horrible people? And it's
live
a fair
and let
question.
Live is what a libertarian would do.
Yeah, I mean,
I don't have to deal with them. I don't have to buy their stuff.
Exactly.
I don't have to go there.
Exactly. Now, I'm not suggesting that we reward them for being awful people.
No.
I'm absolutely suggesting
contrary.
That we exile them from our own civilization and do not trade with these people.
Right.
Let them starve. Because here's the facts. The facts are human beings need each other to live.
Mm-hmm.
We cannot survive on our own.
We are
need
a social animal.
Other people right. to gather resources and bring them to us to trade.
Not only that,
or we die.
Not only that, I mean, you're talking about the division of labor that helps, you know, humanity move on and advance and so on. But if you take people away from people, it's generally considered torture. Solitary mm-hmm. confinement in prison is considered a form of torture because people need to be around people.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And the fact of the matter is also that we're in competition with each other. So if every town around this town has no problem getting people to trade, has no problem getting people to come work there, has no problem getting tourists to, you know, see the pretty nature around mm-hmm. here. if every town around them has no trouble with that, and this one town has plenty of trouble, it's going to dry up and float away. Like, you cannot maintain anything when it comes to human civilization without the acceptance of other people.
Do exiled ideologies die? That's the question.
Yes. Yeah, I mean, throughout history, there have been so many ideologies that because they were not acceptable to the people around them, they eventually just die out.
Well, has that happened in Coleman, or is it still the way it's always been in recent decades?
Illinois, for that matter.
Well, yeah. The number here is 603-283-6160.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest-rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Our Matrix server is about as free as internet chat can be. Join the existing rooms or create your own at chat.freetalklive.com.
This is Free 6160 here tonight. Ian.
Nicholas Mountaineer.
The Captain.
Also, BullionMax.com is where you can go to get diversified into gold and silver, your precious metals source. You don't have to talk to a salesperson. You'll just get your precious metal shipped to you, fully insured, directly to your home.
My
and
precious.
You can, yeah. That, some of them are really, really nice. You can get your gold backs from BullionMax.com. In fact, they're now giving away, we'd originally told you about the silver starter kit, which is the 5 ounces of silver that they are pricing at employee pricing to give people an incentive to get into getting into gold and silver. And now they're sweetening the deal even more. So good things come to those who wait. You get a free gold back included with your silver starter kit when you go to bullionmax.com/FTL. Now look, there's only one of these available per household, so there's a limit on this. It's an introductory thing. They just want to get people involved in alternatives and precious metals. So if you've never had a gold back before, they're beautiful, interchangeable gold money that you can actually carry in your wallet. I do this. Captain, I think you do this as well.
I do as well, yeah.
Peekless?
No, on and off.
Yeah. Yep. I make it a habit of having gold backs with me because they're an amazing outreach tool. They're amazing conversation starter about real money.
They are kick ass.
And they're real gold. So you get to see what one of you get to feel this, you get to look at it, you get to hold it when you order one of these silver starter kits. Of course, you can just order gold backs as well through Bullion Max. But go to bullionmax.com/FTL to go to it's a page that'll tell you all about the silver starter kit and the free gold back. That's bullionmax.com/FTL. And I think if you hang around on the page long enough, there's like, it took me like 10 seconds or whatever, there's a pop-up that comes up that you can get registered. You give them your emails, they can send you stuff, and they'll put you in a contest where you could win one of the new silver backs.
I was going to mention that after you were done with the ad read, but since you usurped it, I did sign up for that.
So did I.
Yeah, because I'm like, oh, silver back, that sounds awesome.
That sounds like a gorilla one.
It's gorgeous. It's actually a dragon in this case, because yes. I don't know if you've seen the image on it, but it's it looks gorgeous. I mean, how could it not be, right? We know the quality of the gold back, so I mean, we know what to expect. But if you've never seen the actual gold back, you really ought to take advantage of this deal. BullionMax.com/FTL to get your silver starter kits. By the way, for those that are curious about the silverback, a lot of people have asked about the silverback. Like, oh, well, you got a goldback. Why isn't there a silverback? Well, now there is, but it's really only like a proof of concept thing because it doesn't make economic sense.
Right.
The silverback is 1/1,000th of an ounce of silver, and you can do the math. That's like 2 cents worth of silver. It's an expensive process to make this thing, so it doesn't make sense to spend an extra dollar on top of 2 cents to make something that's not, you're never going to spend it. So it's just a collector's item, basically. They made 10,000 of them. They're only given, apparently, to Bullion Max to do this giveaway. So that's the only way you can get this. For now. Maybe they're going to do another run or something like that.
Bullion Max probably sponsored the thing.
Something like that, yes. But they did it to show that it could be done.
I would love to own one. Are you kidding me?
I would, too, just because they look really cool. All right, so check them out, bullionmax.com/FTL. We've been talking about these urban legends, and I brought one up to you guys during the break. We'll get back to the Chinese chip story here in a moment, but you know, it made me this whole thing about the sundown town, and I'm not claiming that's an urban legend, but there's certainly like some that seem to surround that particular history of that town, Coleman, Alabama.
Yeah.
But I remember 20 something years ago, a particular urban legend going around in Southwest Florida where I was living that said that the local sheriff's department had put a billboard up that said, if you think it's bad now, wait until some month. I remember October, and apparently I'm not the only one who remembered this, because Snopes.com has a whole story about this particular rumor that was going around in approximately 2002, somewhere in that range. And it's just kind of like one of those interesting urban legends. So,
what was it the sign supposedly said?
Quote, if you think it's bad now, wait till October. So
what does that mean?
Meaning, well, it was supposedly...
We're really going to crack down on you then.
Supposedly, the wording that I heard about was if you think it's dry now, not that if you think it's bad. So that's a slang term that marijuana users would use to describe the status of the market after, like, a big bust would go down. Okay, well, it dries up the
weed-related.
Yeah, it's weed-related. Okay. So the claim is that the DEA was erecting billboards announcing an upcoming crackdown on the limited drug supply. Apparently, there doesn't seem to be a lot of marijuana available right now, something important to a select few. Now, people are talking about signs popping up along U.S. highways, supposedly put up by the DEA, that read something along the lines of, if you think it's bad now, wait till October. And presumably there was like a marijuana leaf on it or some sort of thing to indicate what they were referring to, implying the DEA have found some way to choke off a huge percentage of marijuana traffic and they're rubbing it in drug users' faces. In September of 2002, those who frequented areas of the internet devoted to pleasures of marijuana found themselves confronted with a persistent rumor involving billboards supposedly placed along roadsides by the DEA. Although the location changed from telling to telling, the gist of the rumor remained the same. The message proclaimed by those charged with drug enforcement trumpeted, "If you think it's dry now, wait till October." Folks would claim that they knew folks would claim someone they knew had seen the sign, or even that they themselves had seen it. And that's how it always came to me, mm-hmm. was that it was somebody said they knew somebody who had seen it. Though the call
never anyone that you could ask where,
right?
Because I want a picture of this thing.
My cousin Bill said that he saw it the other night.
Right. Though the call for photographs of the infamous billboard went out, it invariably went unanswered. The sign was said to have been sighted in Minnesota or Ohio or Virginia or near Tampa, which is where I was living, or near Houston or Detroit.
Man,
everywhere.
Now I want to put this sign up just to mess. Like put it up
20 years
and
later.
Then immediately take it down.
Or in Detroit, everywhere. In fact. Where folks who smoke marijuana were nervous about it. In other words, all across the USA.
Right.
But there wasn't anything to it. The DEA hasn't been posting those signs, nor is it ever likely to.
Why would they?
Given there's no upside to warning users that hard times are just around the corner.
Maybe that's part of like the Mandela effect, right? You know, a lot of people swear it was there, but there's no evidence.
Well, when I'm pursuing a burglar, I like to bang the drums as loudly as possible while I do it.
This story reminds me of one of the most poorly thought out, I guess it was an advertising campaign for DUI drunk driving,
mm-hmm.
right? The state of Washington was going to increase their patrols for whatever period of time, right? The holiday, whatever it was. So they had this new campaign, and it went... Get hammered, get nailed, right? And, like, it was so funny, like, they had to change it, like, immediately to drive hammered, get nailed, right? So, like, you first saw it and you laughed and you told all your friends about it. Like, I saw it too, yeah, it was funny. And then the next time you saw it, they changed it. They're like, drive hammered, get nailed. I'm like, the first one was the
best. Did they get pictures of it?
When was this?
Oh,
it's 20 years ago.
Okay, so that's the thing. It's like 20 years ago, again, 2002, yeah, digital cameras were just kind of coming out at that time. They probably weren't widely spread. Cell phones didn't have cameras on them yet, basically, at that point.
Right.
So, you know, if you took a picture, you had to spend money to develop that picture. So it wasn't really worth it to take that picture. Now, so like telling people, as this article points out, in advance that a big crackdown was coming would be like telling potheads to visit your local dealer and stock up now. So it's like unbelievable. But here's the thing. Those encountering the rumor for the first time in 2002 didn't know the tale had been around for more than a decade. In fact, there's evidence from going back all the way to 1991 of this.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs Generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs Generator and Lung Delivery System at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
USA Radio News.
I'm Tony Marussa reporting. With most Americans delaying or skipping new COVID-19 booster shots, analysts and investors say far fewer will be given each year, pushing the number below annual flu vaccinations. Pfizer expects to roughly quadruple the price of its vaccine to about $110 to $130 per dose, after the U.S. purchase program expires, though insured people likely will keep getting it at no cost. Twitter's general counsel told employees that the company had no plans for big layoffs after a Washington Post report said Elon Musk planned to get rid of nearly 75% of the staff if his bid to buy the social media firm is successful. And tens of thousands of people marched in Berlin on Saturday in a show of support for protesters in Iran, where unrest ignited by Mahsa Amini's death in police custody entered a sixth week despite a deadly state crackdown. This is USA Radio News.
Extendivite really works. Here's just a few testimonials from Amazon. RL, 5 stars. Been taking this for 2 months now. I feel better. Have more energy. April, my husband started taking Extendivite, and he said he feels much better and has more energy. EW, need to try. Everyone needs this for their health. Great product, great people. Josie, it works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. JC, great product. Has worked well these last few years. To get your Extendivite today, go to extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Americans have the most colorful language in the world. And that vibrant language is our basis for thinking in big ways, new ways, efficient ways, and better ways. Americans have freedom of speech. The pairing of our colorful language and freedom of speech has made us the people and the nation that we are today. Imagine what it would be like not having the freedom to speak our minds, communicate our thoughts and ideas, and hear those from others. Americans have a passion for and yearn for the truth. There are those who want to destroy our freedom and right to hear the truth. The truth is under attack. GCN is under attack. I'm asking our fellow broadcasters and you to rise up and help us defend our right to free speech. Would you like to join us? Please consider visiting SaveGCN.com. Please help us bring you the truth 24 hours per day. I'm Vincent Finelli.
We still do email. Drop your email address in the entry box at freetalklive.com, and you'll be kept in the loop with Free Talk Live.
Yep, it's Free Talk Live, and you can join us here on this live Saturday show. Number is 603-283-6160. If you have a favorite urban legend that you want to share, you're welcome to join us here, 603-283-6160. Or is there an urban legend or that you thought was an urban legend that actually turned out to be true? And is there a way to actually prove that? Anyway, feel free to call in, share your stories here with you in the studio. You've got Ian.
Peakless Mountaineer.
The Reverend Captain Kickass is also here.
We're talking about the urban legend. Well, what first started this out was somebody called up about one, which wasn't, I don't think it really was an urban legend based on some of the research that I was doing here. The town of Coleman, Alabama, was sort of known as a sundown town, but the stories about some of the offensive signage that was put up around the town may or may not have been true, and that led to me to think about something that I remember from being in the Tampa Bay area, which was rumors that were persistent about a sign that was allegedly on some major highway that said something to the effect that if you think it's dry now, it was like a picture of a marijuana leaf or something, if you think it's dry now, wait till October. And this was just being passed around all over the place in sort of the, you know, the drug underground. Never was verified in any way, shape, or form. No one could ever claim to have seen it themselves. It was always hearsay. I knew somebody who saw it. My Uncle Jimmy saw it or something like that. And as it turns out, according to Snopes.com, the people that were passing this story around in 2002 didn't know that it was already being passed around a decade before. From a post on an internet news group in 1991. Now, not a whole lot of people had the internet in 1991, right. But news groups were a thing on the internet back then. Not so much these days, but back then it was back. This was before there was a World Wide Web of graphics, right? Like there was a web, but it was all text, and so internet news groups were a way to pass messages around. And somebody wrote, quote, "That reminds me, a friend of mine was in L.A. 2 months ago. He said he saw stenciled spray paint signs on some inner city streets that read, quote, 'If you think it's bad now, wait until September, -DEA. So this thing's been going around for some time. Now, I suspect it's kind of dried up in recent years, considering how many people have access to cell phones and could easily, you know, disprove this particular rumor today, as opposed to 2002. The DEA billboard did surface over the years since then, sometimes altered a bit. This is from the... I don't know if it doesn't cite its source. This past week, the Melbourne Cocoa Beach DEA stumbled onto a large quantity of marijuana, and the stumbled bums made a bust. They broke their arms, patting themselves on the back, posting signs all over town with a marijuana leaf with a red circle and line through it, and underneath it it said, if you think it's dry now, just wait till the DEA finishes their job. This one was cited in 1998. And so, again, similar rumors, just with slightly different changes. Why this tale appears at anyone's at various times is anyone's guess, but it's possible the 2002 outbreak was at least part attributable to the dry, hot summer that burned off all manner of crops across North America, not just wacky tobacco. Locally grown marijuana would have been harder to come by during those stultifying summer months, which would make rumors about law enforcement-induced shortages all that much more believable. And, of course, they always said that the harvest for cannabis was in the fall season down towards Christmas time. They would call it like Christmas bud or whatever, and then the best marijuana would come out around Christmas time. So that might have been what they were working towards.
I remember Christmas bud.
But it does, yeah, exactly, I do too. But it does make you wonder about this. I mean, did the DEA actually start this rumor? And if it wasn't the DEA, who did? Where does this stuff come from?
Oh, where do any of these things come from? Someone has a conversation, it gets heard the wrong way, or someone decides that they actively want to start a rumor just to see if it catches on.
What if it was the marijuana growers themselves to increase demand?
To try to get people to buy it up?
Yeah. You know, it's brilliant marketing from that perspective.
I mean, we are talking about a bunch of people who probably get high and think up wacky ideas. So, you know.
Like you were saying, oh my gosh, the DA is going to crack down in October. We better stock up now. Right.
So, yeah, if you've got an urban legend you want to share, feel free. Dial in here at 603-283-6160.
I wish our other sometimes co-host Matt was here for this one, but the dog man.
What's that?
This is the sort of Midwestern Sasquatch, but it's a werewolf kind of thing.
And spooky.
Being from Wisconsin, you know, it's
you've
got
heard
a home.
This? You've heard this one?
It's got a home in Wisconsin, Michigan, and there's another state, too, that's involved with the Dogman legend. But instead of being a Sasquatch, it's more of a werewolf. It's like sort of a Dogman.
Is this someone that, like, it's a person and then they turn into the Dogman, or is it something that's always a Dogman? Like a Sasquatch.
That's a good question.
Because, I mean, like, that's the difference, really, between, like, your wolf man.
Right, are we talking about Teen
Sasquatch
Wolf here, or are we talking about something that's always that?
Well, so it's also known as the Beast of Bray Road, because that's apparently where most of the sightings have been, on this road called Bray, B-R-A-Y. A hairy humanoid with canine features, the Beast of Bray Road, has been sighted in Wisconsin dating back to 1936 on a rural road outside of Elkhorn, Wisconsin. Most recent sightings in the 1980s and 90s placed the creature in Racine, Walworth, and Jefferson counties. Those who have seen the beast describe him as eating or hunting and scavenging. Also known as man-wolf, bear-wolf, and indigenous dog-man, it's said to be around 6 feet tall with gray and brown fur. Its face resembles that of a wolf with shiny yellow eyes and pointed ears. Its body, though furry, looks like a muscular man. The creature is said to run and walk on all four legs, or just its hind legs, and has been spied sitting on its haunches and kneeling like a man. Some people believe it's a werewolf, others believe that it's a Bigfoot, and some believe that it's a yet unidentified species. Though it has never attacked anyone, some witnesses claim that it has acted aggressively, running at them and jumping on their vehicles. Some researchers consider the Beast of Bray Road to be identical to a kind of Wisconsin Bigfoot that locals call the Bluff Monster, or Eddie. Others, including many Native Americans, believe it to be the Wendigo, which has often been spied in Minnesota.
Others believe that it has simply been misidentified and is a wolf, a bear, or a large feral dog.
When did you hear about this? Like, as a kid? Was it one of those things that kind of passed around?
I vaguely recall mentions of the Dogman by, like, some of my family members, probably when they were, like, you know, hunting time and, like, okay, well, let's bring the kid, you know, kind of a thing. I got drug along. And I just vaguely remember hearing mentions of the Dogman. And I didn't pay any attention to it because I'm like, oh, these guys are talking about, you know, crazy adult stuff, you know. And then there was a band called King's Axe out of the late 80s and early 90s. They had a couple of singles on MTV and that kind of thing. And then they released an album called Dogman. And a friend of mine from Wisconsin, he was like, dude, can you believe King's X made a album called Dogman? And I'm like, tell me why this is significant. He's like, because of the legend of Dogman, dude. Right? And mm-hmm. I was like, oh, I didn't realize. And so I go and I listen to the song and I'm like, yeah, okay. It's basically the legend of Dogman, which we've just described here. So.
Is it a good song?
It's a pretty good song, yeah.
I'm just fascinated by Beowulf. Because the only thing scarier than a werewolf is a bear-wolf.
Yeah. Man-bear-pig?
Right? Seriously, my first thought.
So, yeah, like...
Man-bear-pig.
And there's several of these types of things, right? What's the Mexican one? El Chupacabra?
Oh, okay, yeah,
the Mexican?
Yeah.
And then there's Sasquatch, Bigfoot.
That was what I was thinking
there's
about.
Dogman, like, right? There's a couple other ones, too.
People have seen this thing, you know, hunting or eating, and it's like, oh, so it's Chupacabra.
Right.
Which is kind of a different sort of a myth than a werewolf, because, like, the whole werewolf thing is that they're human until the curse takes hold.
Full moon or something like that.
To me, the interesting thing about the Dogman is that not only has it supposedly been witnessed in, like, modern times, but it goes back to the Native Americans. They had tales of said Dogman.
Native Americans had tales?
T-A-L-E-S, not T-A-I.
Okay. It's just making sure you hadn't converted to Mormonism or something.
Not yet. But yeah, I the legends, you know, aren't just like modern era legends. It has its roots in Native American culture, before settlers even came around to the Midwestern area. So
people have always needed a spooky story to tell around a campfire, right?
Indeed.
Yeah. If you want to tell us about your favorite urban legend, you're welcome to join us at 603-283-6160. You can bring up whatever is on your mind, and I'm looking at photos of the Dog Man right now. There's one of them that's like, it's really weird looking. It's like a picture of what appears to be a dog walking on its hind legs, but its arms look bony. I'll show it to you, Captain. You can see if you've seen this one before. More coming up here in a moment. You can join us and share your thoughts, and we can still talk about the Chinese chip manufacturers and some.
If you're like most Americans, you're pretty much in disbelief watching the world lose its mind. As we all know, global problems have local consequences, too many of them. And if the next news headline spins us into chaos, are you ready? Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Today's the day to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. Our food kits are in stock and ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Having food storage in your home beats standing in government food lines. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Stock market have you nervous with massive fluctuations? With the impact of inflation and the upcoming midterm elections, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. But with Vantage Point, you won't have to guess. Text MONEY to 813-813 to find out how you can forecast market trend changes with up to 87.4% proven accuracy. That's right, 87.4%. Text the word MONEY to 813-813 and find the consistency and confidence you've been looking for in your trading. Vantage Point's patented technology analyzes huge quantities of global data in seconds. No more guessing when to get in or out of a trade. Text MONEY to 813-813. We'll send you a link to our free live training. Protect your hard-earned capital with Vantage Point.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance. By texting the word DEMO, you agree to the terms available at VantagePointSoftware.com/terms and consent to receive calls and text using automated technology or pre-recorded voice about offers or info by or on behalf of Vantage Point. Your consent is not conditioned to purchase and can be revoked at any time. Message and data rates may apply.
Text MONEY to 813-813.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at TeamG'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
You can stick it to the man and big tech. Join our FTL social mastodon at social.freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live phones are open here. Whether you want to call in about your favorite urban legend, which is where the show has gone here at this moment. Look, we started out with Chinese chip manufacturing restrictions. I don't know if we finished that story or not. There's more? Is there more?
A little bit.
Okay, well, we'll dig into that one a little bit more. And then there's also something about county employees now getting qualified immunity. And Captain has a story about that. The phones are open, though, and you can bring up absolutely anything you want to discuss. By the way, the Ballad of the Crypto Six is a documentary film that is in production. Well, they're trying to be in production. They're looking to raise some money, and they're actually over 50% of the way.
Was there a second goal?
There was somebody who threw in some Bitcoin. Apparently, a Bitcoin whale came in, and
I presume
he's a whale. Gentleman was called out, his name was given out. I think it was XBT3D on Twitter was his handle. He contributed big time over at Ballad of the Crypto 6 with the numeral 6.com. There's an Indiegogo, but if you look at the Indiegogo, it only shows like 23%. That's because they don't take Bitcoin, so the Bitcoin's counting, but it's not counting towards the Indiegogo. So it really is over 50% thanks to XBT3D and to everybody else who's contributed. You can become a backer and earn perks that go from T-shirts to possibly even hosting Free Talk Live, dining with your favorite co-hosts here. It's Ballad of the Crypto 6 with the numeral 6.com. If you want the story to be told in documentary form about the Crypto 6, which is the group of Free Talk Live hosts, including myself, who had their homes raided in March of 2021 by the FBI, I'm currently going to trial on that, which may be as soon as December 6th.
Wow.
So we'll see. I'll, of course, continue to update you as that develops. But there's already a 9-minute long trailer that you can watch to give you a taste of what this thing might end up being like if it is produced, and you can help make that happen. Ballad of the Crypto 6 with the numeral 6. We go to Major Payne on the line in Michigan. Go ahead, Major.
All right, I had to dump you off speaker. Good?
Thank you, yes. Definitely good to be off speaker. What's on your mind tonight?
All right, so I don't know if you guys have heard about this. I think I might save this one for Beard Talk. There was a couple of wrestlers from college that was out elk hunting, I believe, in Wyoming, and they just had to deal hand to hand with a grizzly bear.
Mm.
Yeah.
Yikes.
Anyway,
isn't that hand to paw?
Okay. Clawed a tooth.
Okay.
Anyway, so I have had dealings with Squatch.
Really?
Never face-to-face, but I've logged knock. I've heard them howling. I've answered them back. And they have a particular canter. And one time I answered one back three times on his particular canter, and he responded to me all three. And then I...
Well, how do you know it was Bigfoot?
There is...
How do you know it wasn't like your drunk buddy?
Made by man.
I'm sorry. What were you saying there, Major? I didn't hear your answer.
There's a sound that cannot be made by man. I mean, you'll have howling assholes around the campfire, but they're all making different pitches and wails and whatnot, right? This is guttural and deep. But anyway, that's not what I called you for. You guys wanted to hear spooky stuff.
Well, I just wanted to hear urban legends. It doesn't have urban legends don't have to be spooky necessarily. They just have to be unprovable.
This one, I think I have actually figured out. There is a very large swamp south of the town I grew up on, bordered by Rossinville Road and Belleville Lake and whatnot. And I don't know if you guys remember this, but I called him one time and I told my story about when I was walking along the edge of a lazy creek or a river or something, and there was bubbles coming up out of the dirt, in under the water.
Mm-hmm.
And it's, what are these bubbles? And I told him, these turtle parts. Well, it's methane gas, right? So it's rising up in this giant swamp bog. And the theory I have is when the fog settles and the gas rises, it creates these pockets. And then on a full moon night, you will have the reflection of the moon coming up through these glass or gas bubbles. They created floating, glowing monsters. People were out there for 50 years looking at the ghosts in the swamp. I think I finally figured it out.
Yeah, because light does do some weird things when it tries to pass through gas.
All right, Major, thanks for the call tonight, man. Appreciate the story, and sounds like he's going to be calling back in later on for Beard Talk Live.
Oh, yeah, we're doing
tonight.
Our thing.
Oh, yeah.
Right. Tonight it is back for episode 10.
Yeah.
Episode 10 tomorrow?
We're in double digits now.
That's a big deal.
That's episode X for those of you counting in Roman.
You can tune it in on our video streaming sites. So you can follow our Odyssey channel at video.freetalklive.com. Be sure you subscribe to that. But you can also bookmark the streaming page itself, which is watch.freetalklive.com. And then you can watch or just put it in the background and listen to it as well. Tonight, starting at 10:30 Eastern Time, it will be the Captain and Peakless Mountaineer and possibly Nobody as well, I believe, tonight. And they will be unrestricted, unfettered by the pesky FCC
Censor-free.
And all of their restrictions. So you'll be able to hear that tonight, 10:30 Eastern, on our video streaming. And if you're on Twitch or the other ones that we're on, you'll see it there as well. So once again, it's watch.freetalklive.com. Let's go to the phones and continue. David in New Mexico, you're on Free Talk Live.
Yeah, Dogman in Wisconsin is a Ho-Chunk Indian pranking your ass.
Okay. You think it's an Indian?
Yeah, he's getting revenge on the white man, pranking y'all, making himself up to a dog man creature and running around in the woods and fooling y'all.
Okay. Do you have any urban legends down there in New Mexico?
Yes, I got urban legend. Government is legit.
That's a pretty good one.
Now, but that is legend. Is also suburban.
I got...
Even agrarian.
Yeah, I got proof. You know, you gotta know your enemy. So I've been studying this government thing that's pretending to be legit for a long time, trying to disprove the legend, and I think I got it. And I've been successfully using that GenerationJustice.org blog or whatever on that judge, John J. Romero Jr., you know, the one that's related to M. Monica Zamora, the other judge in New Mexico. But one of the other know-your-enemy facts that I've gathered out of this this blog, this article from Generation Justice, is that I previously noted how Judge John Jay, the only private sector job he ever seemed to have, according to that article, was he worked for a department store, apparently, because he says he was in the lunchroom watching the lawyer politician crooks on TV. Another fact I gathered from that is that he came from northern New Mexico, which I've told you for years is well known to be the center of gangster activity in the state of New Mexico going all the way back 500 years.
Okay.
And an interesting, you know, the movie Ben-Hur was written by Lew Wallace. Lew Wallace was a territorial governor in the state of in the territory of New Mexico before it was a state. And a quote from him, a quote from Lew Wallace was that things that work, talking about governing, things that work elsewhere do not work in New Mexico.
Why?
Successfully govern is what he was talking about, because of whatever the demographic here is, things just don't work. And it was another fact is that the United States government precluded any native-born New Mexican from being a territorial governor. They always shipped in a carpetbagger because they were afraid that if they used a native-born New Mexican, they'd get a gangster, and that the territory would go to
Turns
hell.
Out that's what all they are anyways, meaning all government people. They're all gangsters.
Yes, true. It's not an urban legend. It's true.
No, that's a fact. Thank you, David, for the call tonight. Appreciate it. Let's go to Sarah in New Mexico. You're on Free Talk Live. Sarah.
I just want to say that we might have a good chance in New Mexico to send all three Congress people to Washington because we redistrict the Southeast. So it favors the Democrats.
They're not all Democrats right now?
We got Yvette Hill. She's a Republican. She won by the skin of her teeth.
Okay.
But this time, but
that's pretty hard to do as a Republican in New Mexico. So I understand it's a pretty blue state, as they say.
Yeah, but that's the part that's really close to Texas. They believe in that petrol dollar. It's the Texans. They're so close to Texas, the Southeast. Yeah, that's what does it.
So you're saying the Democrats redrew the voter precincts or whatever, and they gerrymandered, and they made it so the Democrats are going to win. Yeah, that's pretty standard. I mean, that's kind of how these things go. Thank you for the call tonight, Sarah. The number here is 603-283-6160. I just am so looking forward to the day when we're no longer hitched to New Mexico and Texas and California because New Hampshire has declared its independence from all this insanity. Hour number three is coming up. This is...
If you're like most Americans, you're pretty much in disbelief watching the world lose its mind. As we all know, global problems have local consequences. Too many of them. And if the next news headline spins us into chaos, are you ready? Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Today's the day to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. Our food kits are in stock and ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Having food storage in your home beats standing in government food lines. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
GCN's policy is open forum avoiding censorship. Defense costs for words spoken outside of our control supersede the ability to deliver voices to this important talk platform. The First Amendment is the foundation of our core values. Cancel culture is silencing voices regardless of perspective. Freedom to speak is in the balance. Support the legitimacy of speech itself. Consider donating to SaveGCN.com. That's SaveGCN.com.